Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to the episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. First and foremost, just want to start off by wishing everyone a happy fucking new year. That's right. We made it. Another one down. January 1st, 2022. Man, it's weird. Throwing like more numbers after that too. And not really realizing that, I don't know, 10 years ago, the thought of 2022, 2023, 2025... sounded like so far in the future. But anyway, I digress. January 1st. This is when all the resolutions start, right? The dieting, the new habits, the healthy habits, dropping the old habits, dropping the bad habits. So I figured, hey, why not get on here and discuss a little something that I'm going to do for the next 6 months, which is kind of funny because I probably won't release this until I come back into the public eye in about 6 months. But my extreme 1000% just balls to the walls commitment to myself this year of 2022 was to give up any and all distractions for the first 6 months of the year. Now, mind you, my birthday is June 3rd, so there is an ulterior motive. I'm planning to come back June 3rd like, pow-pow. Look at me now, folks. And in that time, my hopes are to record and edit a lot of these podcasts so I can start to release them individually the latter part of the year more consistently. As you know, one of the things that I always thank all of my listeners, followers, friends, and everyone that reaches out to me saying that they take the time to listen to my podcast is my inconsistency. I know, guys, I apologize, but, you know, life with three kids, fucking three jobs, mortgage, training, hobbies, it gets hard. And that's why I felt like this was a perfect topic to talk about today. I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it short. But are you wasting your time? Like, what are you really doing with your time in the day? I ask this because this, again, is what sparked my 2022 commitment of no distractions for the first 6 months. And I'm talking no distractions. I'm talking no social media, no Instagram, no TikTok, no Facebook, no Messenger. I think I'm allowing YouTube only like for educational stuff, but I found that a lot of my podcasts are on Spotify. So, you know, I might phase out YouTube as well. And, you know, as far as, you know, TV goes, I don't really watch that much TV. My wife and I have our shows that we kick it, you know, at the end of the day, but I don't necessarily sit around and watch a lot of TV. So that one I'm not really throwing in to the distractions because, again, throughout the day, I'm not really sitting around watching TV unless I'm binging something with my wife. But again, that's far and few in between. So circling back to the question of the day of are you wasting your time is a follower of mine on the IG, on Instagram. He's a fellow jiu-jitsuer martial artist. And he said, in one of his stories one time, he did like a little Q&A and it says like, what's the number one reason you hear, you've said, or, you know, is people give for not training? And it was all the same. Everyone came up with the same answer. And it was, I don't have enough time. And that's such an easy thing to say. I just said it on this podcast alone, right? If you rewind maybe 4 minutes ago, I just said the reason for my inconsistency on these podcasts are because of time. So what are we doing with our time? Once again, the gentleman on Instagram that I follow put a challenge up. Not really a challenge, but he kind of called all of his followers out and anyone that was listening and said, show me your screen time. Send me your screen time and I will tell you where your day is going. Now, I've heard this, you know, a lot in different forms. There's different methods. I know David Goggins likes to do what he calls self-inventory, right? Where he will literally sit there and write down time-stamped notes on like what he did throughout the day. So at the end of the day, he can review them and see where his time went. Now, on a more digital scale, if you will, I I made the mistake of going into my screen time and taking a look at my daily averages, weekly averages, and where I spend the most time on my phone. And dude, the results were fucking embarrassing. Embarrassing. You know, the amount of time, and I'm not talking like all of the apps, right? Because obviously we text, obviously we email. You know, obviously, you know, like I have fitness trackers and food apps that I use. So I not only like looked at the overall usage of my phone, but again, where exactly that time is spent. And, you know, we got to give it up to these smartphones, man. They let you know. They let you know exactly, you know, where you spend the most times as far as your apps are, right? And of course, mine were social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and again, the amount of time a week, a day, it was fucking embarrassing. Like, am I some like 15-year-old high school girl dog that has all this time in the world? Nah, bro, I got shit to do. So once again, embarrassing to really take that look inward and see where I'm fucking up. So again, collectively, all the things that, and this is how my mind works. You know I might sound a little scatterbrained, and I know I might sound, you know, kind of all over the place, but I spit it to you just how I think it, you know, and again, this is how my mind works. Like, I got 15 tabs open at once, and I tend to find similarities throughout my day, my week, my month. I've mentioned before, that's kind of how I come up with the topics to talk about on here, is I find what has been reoccurring in my life in any way, and I try and dissect why I'm noticing it at that moment, right? So, you know, is it guilt? Is it stress? Is it, you know, a project that's looming over that I haven't started? You know, we all remember that, right? Like in school, when you had an essay or a project due and you didn't start it, and it just, more time has gone by, and you're just building more and more anxiety up within yourself. When in reality, if you just got started and did it, it wouldn't be that bad, right? So that's, again, how my brain works. 15 tabs open at all times. And one of the things that was really hammering home to me, along with, you know, wasting my time and not utilizing every hour of the day, was my lack of, you know, motivation. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, how does one correlate with the other? Well, it's simple. You know, one thing that we need to realize as a society is we're dealing with things that no other generations had to deal with. Our current kids are dealing with things that no generation's ever had to deal with, right? And the biggest culprit to what, in my opinion, are the root of a lot of issues are the little internet boxes in our phone. Think about it. I mean, we have access to fucking everything. You can't remember a fucking recipe? Boom, Google it. You know, you saw a cute picture of a puppy on Instagram? Boom. Go look at it. You know, you feeling feisty? You little worked up, if you know what I mean? Boom, free porn on your phone. Look it up. It's just the access that we have is just insane. And, you know, what a lot of people don't understand is that every like, every comment, every notification, every time your phone goes ding, there is a hit of dopamine in your brain that releases. Now, for those that don't know, dopamine is the feel-good drug, right? That's what makes you feel great after you've accomplished something, after you've completed something, or after you get recognition for something. And being that we live in this digital age, recognition is everything, right? Validation is everything. As much as you might not think you're that guy, try not to smile when someone calls you beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's a little bit of a kind of stretch in the example realm, but it's true. You know, think of it, now think of it as someone that is just complete, and we all know these people, right? Guys, females, males, females, it doesn't matter who. We all know these people that are just so obsessed about the likes, so obsessed about the views, so obsessed about the newest trend and being on top and getting the news first. And that's all dopamine. That is all a dopamine rush. And like anything else, the shit fades, man. It with every hit, it decreases the pleasure. It's not enough. And what a lot of people don't know is they're currently suffering dopamine depletion. Now, dopamine depletion can come out in many forms, one of which is lack of concentration, lack of focus. Now, I try and keep my podcast as broad as possible. I try and talk about a little bit of everything from my past experiences, traumas, overcoming shit, and most importantly, better living. How to live better, how to maximize your day, your health, and you know, this meat suit that we're working with. You know, the goals to get better. I've said this before, the goals to get better with every passing year, like fine wine, baby. You know what I'm saying? With age, we just get better. And one of the key components to getting better is understanding why some of the things that are happening to us are happening. You know, it's not the 90s, right? It's not the 80s. It's not the, oh, well, blah, 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 just this. Oh, he's just sensitive. Well, he's just weird. He just that. No, there's something going on. And again, with the internet boxes on our phone, it is a god dang sin and crime for us not to want to take advantage of all this information that's out there now and really, you know, pinpoint what is the issue with you. Now, I'm not saying that we all have issues. We kind of do all have issues, but I'm not saying that, you know, we all have crippling issues. I'm just saying, you know, little things here and there that you notice is affecting your day to day where you're not working 100%. You're not yourself. You're not all there. You're kind of clouded, you know, your mind's kind of clouded. And little do we all know, it could all stem from dopamine depletion. You know, I read a statistic and I'm going to butcher it, so I don't remember what it was, but the number of quote adult diagnosed ADHD has, you know, skyrocketed in the last 5-10 years. Again, technology, right? A lot of people over the age of 22, 23, 24, they are now, you know, realizing that they can't focus as they get older. And while a lot of people might, you know, palm that off to age, you know, as we age, our memory diminishes. Again, I'm talking 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. And what a lot of people don't understand is they're possibly depleted their dopamine. You know, they've possibly depleted their dopamine. And, you know, the only way to kind of combat that is a complete restart, a complete refresh. You know, I'm pretty sure there's other ways, right? But your boy's a fucking extremist, dog. So if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And yeah, so, you know, that's what led me to this extreme challenge of, hey, let's really focus on what we have to focus on to become better in all areas of life. I'm a family man. Again, I have 3 jobs and I train jiu-jitsu. Those are my 3 just top priorities in life, okay? How to be the best fucking husband, how to be the best dad, right? Present, happy, understanding, willing to work, willing to sacrifice, willing to do what he needs to do for his family. Like, that is my only fucking mission in life. The other 2 are cool, right? Obviously, finances. I gotta pay for the motherfuckers. So, you know, working and my career and my, you know, source of income is obviously a priority. And then jiu-jitsu, overall health, you know, self-defense, being able to protect my family and be able to share this with my family long term. You know, that's what I hold true and, you know, near and dear to my heart. And I really want to focus this year on just amplifying all of them, right? Just becoming a better person in every aspect of my life with little to no distraction. Well, no distractions. So for that reason is why I decided to, you know, begin this venture of the no social media and, you know, no outside influences into my progress. And I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty excited. Again, today's day one. It is about 9:30 in the a.m. I woke up at 5 and, you know, my instant, you know, impulse was to grab my phone and check it. Well, last night before I went to bed, I deleted all the apps. I deleted Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff. So like, I'm literally just staring at my phone, you know, for a second, like, oh, wait, shit, you know, no, we're not doing that right now. And it's just so weird. You know, it's only been 4 hours since I've ventured into this experiment, and it's fucking weird. I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, man, I'm really happy to report, you know, how these next 6 months go. I'm really happy to, you know, I actually might drop this today. I might drop this today as kind of like a, hey, this is what I'm doing, follow along. But again, I might just, you know, wait till June and drop them then, and, you know, start, hopefully have enough in the backlog where I can consistently just drop one, you know, once every week, once every 2 weeks. Another thing that I really focused on and my goal in all this is, you know, being that I'm not going to have as much time as I was killing, not doing anything. I'm really focused on reading this year. I hate it. I don't like it. Nothing. You haven't found the right book. Nope. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like reading. It puts me to sleep. I'm terrible at grammar. I'm terrible at spelling. So that just doesn't help, which obviously if I read more, it'd probably help. But, you know, I get anxiety. Like as a 33-year-old man, if you ask me to read in public, I will politely decline. No, sir. No, thank you. Because of how embarrassed I get. Because, you know, words are hard. So I really want to focus on, you know, taking advantage of all of the reading that I possibly can. And in turn, come up with maybe topics to talk about. So, you know, my goal in all this is to get better at reading, get better at jiu-jitsu, and really hone in and focus on my physical, you know, recomposition. You know, as many of you that know me, that follow me, know that my weight fluctuates like crazy. I'll go from 185 to 215 in a matter of a weekend, and it's insane. And quite frankly, very unhealthy. So, I really hope that by the end of this experiment, I will look, feel, and be the best that I ever have been in my entire life. So I'll let you guys be the judge of that. I'm actually going to take some shots right now of what I look like currently. And, you know, I can't wait to match that up, you know, in 6 months to see how, you know, really just focusing on the things you need to focus on can improve my life physically, mentally, financially. The whole nine. So yeah, I challenge you. Look at your phone. Check out your screen time. Where are you spending your day? Where are you spending your time? Again, just to give you an example, I think it was something like 60 hours a week just on my phone. If you broke that was, I think, the worst one I came up with. It was like 60 hours a week on my phone. It broke down to like 8 hours and some, you know, 9 point something hours a day. And of those 9 hours a day, 2 to 3 were spent on social media. 2 to 3 hours a day was spent on social media. Doing what? And obviously I wasn't staring at my phone for 2 hours, but no, every time you pick it up and check it, every time you just open the app, every time you just kind of just get lost and start fucking scrolling, that all adds up. That all adds up. And if you think about it, like, for the people that went to college, fuck it, high school, not even college, high school, we were expected to attend an hour class, hour and a half sometimes, for 5 days a week, for 6 months. And not only learn, but be tested on what we learned in those 6 months. Obviously, some things stuck, some things didn't. But point being is, if we were required to do that for school, can you imagine what you can apply that, what you can accomplish when you apply that concept to your life? Spending 2 to 3 hours on one thing and seeing where you're at in 6 months. So again, I really hope, you know, I turn into that dude from Limitless by June and, you know, fucking just jacked beyond belief. You know, that's the goal. That's the expectation. That's the hopes. But hey, we'll see. If I'm a little bit lighter, read more books and a little bit smarter, then I guess it's a victory for all of us, right? So with that, I leave you with a challenge, of course, and that is open up that screen time. See where your time is going. See what you're doing with your day. And you will be shocked and might a little embarrassed on when you find out what you waste your day with. So, till next time, folks. Hope you have a great day.